Western Sydney is one of Australia's biggest population centres and also one of the country's most diverse. Health officials are working frantically to track and contain a cluster that's emerged in the area, and they're pleading with people to get tested. The community is watching and hoping this outbreak will be short-lived. David Sparks filed this report from the suburb of Fairfield.
Well, this street is positively bustling today, despite a cluster emerging 7 kilometres away in a bottle shop in Barella. Here in the suburb of Fairfield, police broke up a wedding reception hosting more than 600 people on the weekend. That was nearly twice as many people as they were allowed to have in there. But looking around here, I'd have to say most people are taking precautions, even wearing masks out on the footpaths where legally they don't need to.
What's your name?
Suzanne.
A few cases in Western Sydney, not too many, but a few. Are you worried, not worried? How are you feeling?
No, I'm not worried. I feel quite safe with the mask on.
Some people think the restrictions in Sydney should be tighter, or in Western Sydney. Other people say, well, no, we've got it's about right how it is now. What do you think?
I think it's just right the way it is now, yeah. Be quite honest.
I'm Maria. This is a restaurant.
What kind of restaurant?
Arabic restaurant. It's Mediterranean Arabic restaurant.
A few cases in Western Sydney. Are you worried about that or not worried?
Yeah, everyone is worried about it.
Yeah?
A bit stressed and panic all around, you know. Mm. Yeah.
Did you hear the news today that in Fairfield on the weekend there was a big wedding with 600 people and the police were really angry? They fined them $5,000.
Yeah, I did.
What did you think when you heard that?
The police were right.
Does it make you angry when you hear someone did that?
Yeah, I do. It does make me angry very much.
You must talk to customers a lot as well. What are they saying?
They're still, all of them, worried and, you know, stressed. There is a big panic in the shops, you know.
And your English is really good, but some of your customers wouldn't have great English. Do they feel disconnected from the information or do they feel connected?
No, they are connected, yeah.
Yeah, okay,
they
cool.
are connected. There is some, you know, on Facebook, some places they write in Arabic stuff,
right.
Yeah.
My name's Ode Salih Chali.
What do you do?
Okay, we do just oriental food here. Like kebab, falafel, some sort of food, like Arabic food.
Yeah. Are you worried or not worried?
Everyone is worried, to be honest. So yeah. That's why we take the best things we can do, like mask, disinfection, take a distance between other people.
Yeah.
So we do the best what we can do, and we leave the rest on God, to be honest. But we're scared.
So what would you do right now? Would you have a stronger lockdown now, or would you stick with how it is now?
If it's too many cases and where we are, well, I recommend to be locked down, but temporarily, for example, like depends on how many cases in the area, maybe 15 days, something like that, like 2 weeks.
Lockdown's hard for small business people, though.
Yeah, it is very, very hard because anyway, we're going to be affected, too much affected, because we have much things to do, like a payment, family, kids, and required a lot of things.
Now, I've spotted here a young boy selling big boxes of face masks. I think we better go have a chat with him because he looks like he knows what's going on.
What's your name?
Kanan.
Kanan, how old are you?
11.
Okay, so you're sitting at the front of your family restaurant here.
Yeah.
And I can see you've got on a table in front of you loaded up with masks.
Yeah.
What's been going on?
So my dad had these masks. He bought them before the virus and he thought he was going to sell them. Like after the virus, but he didn't sell any, so that's why he decided to put them outside and put me outside to sell them for $25 a pack.
That's pretty good. That's 50. No, that is
50 cents per mask.
50 cents per mask. Have sales picked up the last couple of days?
Like 2 days ago we made 600, and then yesterday we made 400, and today only 125 so far.
Right. Because the laws changed on the weekend, didn't they? Is there more the last couple of days than previously?
Yeah, it's been more. Because before, no one was buying. Like, two people were buying. Like, two people a day.
Yeah.
And now it was like, it was busy. It was busy.
So the pandemic's turned you into a young businessman?
Yes.
Entrepreneur 11-year-old Kanan Dakil in Fairfield in Western Sydney, speaking there with our reporter David Sparks.